for God, you will ask, if it was Jesus they slap, will he slap back? That is our mirror. That is our standard. It's true now. When you tell somebody that will never forgive you, and you say even heaven will back it up, before you will know what you are doing is right, you will ask yourself the question, if it is Jesus, this person did this, what will he do? He will forgive. Because they were killing him. He had power to blow brains. All of them will fall down. They came to arrest him. One of his disciples took a sword and cut on somebody and said, don't do that. Don't fight for me. I am able to tell my father he will send a legion to come here and rain fire on all of them. But you don't do that. He took the ear and put it back on his enemy. He healed the enemy and said, here am I. Do what you want to do. Like a sheep, they were pushing him. What of you? Anytime you sleep with your girlfriend, then you kneel down and say, Father, you understand. Now, weakness. The Bible said Jesus Christ was tempted in all things as you and I, yet without sin. Don't say it's because he is Jesus. He was a human being like you and me. In fact, he was number one target for Satan. Satan knew who he was. So he deployed the highest of all demons plus him, the leader, to watch to make sure Jesus fell. But the Bible says he was tempted in all. That means he was tempted to fornicate. He was tempted to strike back. He was tempted to use his anointing for money. When he was hungry, he could have used his anointing. The Lord said, I should tell you, the Lord needs your car. Yes, now who will not give him? They will give him. That anointed man, they will give him. But he didn't do that. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Who opposed and exalted himself above all that is called God, or that is worship, so that he as God seated in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Remember you know that when I was yet with you, I told you these things. And now you know what withholdeth that it might be revealed in his time. It's the Holy Ghost. It's the Holy Ghost. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. What is the mystery of iniquity? The mystery of iniquity started from the Garden of Eden. The mystery of iniquity is physical and spiritual. In my sermon teaching on the serpent seed, to show you the certainty of that doctrine that it is the truth, I told you that Satan is in the business of perversion. Satan saw Adam and Eve. Hallelujah. Pure seed of God. As long as they remain pure like that, he can never get them. As long, just like I told you. Amen. Can I tell you something here, church? Do you know that no weapon of the enemy fashioned against a child of God can ever prosper? How many know that? Thank you. Thank you. See, that was demonstrated by Balaam and Balak. King Balak told Balaam to come and curse Israel. He went to pray. God said, you can't curse whom I have blessed. Can I see how many people have been blessed here? How many? No man can curse you and it will work. No. Can you say no man can curse me? No man. Oh, say it again. Say it one more time. Say it. No man can curse anybody. Hallelujah. Balak came again and began to encourage him, offered him more money. Balaam entered the spirit again. Father, I don't hear you. Wait and talk. Because he was offered gift. Anyway, up to the book of Revelation, the Bible still hated Balaam. He called it, they have there the doctrine of Balaam, which I hate. What is the doctrine of Balaam? And people don't know that the doctrine of Balaam is still on now in the church of Jesus Christ. What is the doctrine of Balaam? Balaam called Balak. Do you know Balak? You know Balak. Hallelujah. He called Balak. He said, if you are going to curse these people, you will never succeed. This is what you should do. Get them in trouble with their God. Then that God will finish all of them. That was the summary of what he did. Church, he succeeded. On the advice of Balaam, he said, throw a party. They have been in the wilderness. They have not seen naked women before. This is how they should dress. This is how they should dress. And invite them to come now. Very harmless, you know. Come. And Satan knows what he's doing. Satan knows what he's doing. And before you know what, I think I have preached that message. The doctrine of Balaam. Praise the Lord. Go and get the tape. You will get the full message there. Because it is still on now. And what will happen? They started dancing a willow. You know, they were holy people in the wilderness. Under strict laws. The pillar of fire was with them. The presence of God was with them. They were enjoying that revival and going under strict laws of holiness. So they were away from other cities, and God warned them, don't be attracted to those people. Just follow the pillar of fire. But for the first time, they saw, not knowing that it was staged for them. Come and see the way they dress. Skimpy dresses. And then, before you know what, the children of Israel say, cha! And Balak was there and said, go ahead, take them. It's part of the feast. Take them. Yeah, don't worry, you'll not be offending anybody. Take anyone you like, take. They took them and were fornicating with them. That day, the wrath of God came down. 24,000 of them died that day. Out of anger, God smote those people. What Balaam could not achieve, he caused the children of Israel to have problem with their maker. And that's exactly what Satan does. Up till now, he can never curse you. But he will use trials, temptations, use something and make you do something that will bring the wrath of God. Because the Bible says, whom God loves, what does he do? Chastens. Praise God. Praise the Lord. The mystery of iniquity is how Satan injected what he did and took control, took over mankind from the Garden of Eden. The same thing that was physical, the same thing spiritual. Remember, Eve is a type of the church of Jesus Christ. Christ is known as Adam. The bride is the church. The church is the womb that the seed is planted to yield for fruit of righteousness. But Satan too comes in there and sows his own seed in the same womb called the church. And two groups of people are in the church, known as the wheat and the tares, Cain and Abel, in the womb of one woman. But one belongs to Adam. The other one belongs to the serpent. Praise the Lord. As time grew, they mixed themselves together until you cannot tell now which one belonged to Cain and which one belonged to Abel, what do you call it, the serpent, which one belonged to Adam. The same thing now you come to church. You cannot see, we're all seated here, but you don't know which one is wheat and which one is there, which one is goat and which one be sheep, which one be fish and which one be electric fish. You know there's electric fish. You would think it looks like the genuine fish. Electric fish, they are all fish, fish in a fish. But one is electric fish. you would think that it is real fish. So you are going to, until you come near, when it shock you, you before you recover. Ah, brother. It's electric fish. There's goat and there's sheep, all in the house of God. A sheep and a goat, it's very easy to know them. Praise God. It's very easy. Very, very easy to know them. The first way you know them is a sheep is very obedient. What's the language of a sheep? Amen. Amen. Don't wear trousers. Amen. Don't wear a ring. Amen. Don't paint your face. Amen. Don't steal. Amen. Don't carry cocaine. Amen. Don't fornicate. Amen. Pay your tithe. Amen. When you vow, pay. Amen. But a goat. But. It is only a goat that gives headbutt. When you are dragging a sheep to go and slaughter it, it's going to follow you. But you try that with a goat. Thus said the Lord, sisters, drop that trouser. But it is inside, not outside. It's what is inside, not what is outside. You're a goat. A goat. Anytime you hear, thus said the Lord, the Bible says, and you say, but. What is but? We are called to obey, not to reason. That is a sheep. The sheep identifies a leader. And they have confidence in the leader. They follow it. That's why it's very easy to 419 the sheep. Because they believe all things. They tell you, say, you act sheepishly. What they mean is that you just, they follow like that. You know, they even ask questions. That is the identity of a true child of God. Did God say so? That's why he does not question it. But a goat, child. You know, they sit there and when they handle microphone for here, they ask me a question. Come here on Tuesday and sit there asking me a question. The Bible says, go and baptize in the name of the Father. Pastor, did you say that we should not baptize in the name of Father, Son, Holy Ghost? Now me to come. Pastor, did you say, you mean, are you saying that the Father, Son, Holy Ghost is so strong? Father, does it mean don't believe in Trinity, Pastor? I said the Bible say baptize in the name of the Lord Jesus. And every baptism in the Bible is in the name of Jesus. The Bible says baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. And we saw that the name of the Father is Jesus. The name of the Son is Jesus. John 14 verse 26 said the Holy Ghost is coming in that same name. So Jesus said baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost. You baptize in the name of Jesus. Jesus is the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Pastor, I disagree with you. You are a goat. This pastor, they abuse people. And they abuse goats. This church is for sheep, not goats. My ministry is for sheep. The sheep of my Father. How many of them here? How many? There are plenty. There are plenty now. There are plenty now. Thank you very much. Those sleeping, they are neither goat nor sheep. Because the goats are alive. Now looking at me. Then they vex as they talk now, the goats. So they're not sleeping. Those who are sleeping, I don't know where to place them. If you see your neighbor, they sleep, wake up, say, which one you belong, goat or sheep? Answer. Ask your neighbor if they sleep, say, are you a goat or a sheep? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Please, you can read that all through that chapter 2. Let me take one more. Let me take one or two more scriptures about the signs of the end. the sign of the coming of Jesus Christ. This sign must first come to pass before Christ will come. And right before our face, these scriptures are being fulfilled. Let's take one more. 2 Peter chapter 2. Are you there now? But there we are, verse 1. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1. But there we are false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies. It doesn't matter doctrine. It's a damnable heresy. Even denying the Lord that brought them and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. That is, okay, the next verse 3. And through covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. Many following the pernicious ways of these false teachers. And by the reason of that, I said the way of truth, this Christian beautiful way of truth, shall be evil spoken of by unbelievers. It's true. This man I went to see yesterday, I was saying, told me, he said, you go to the airport and see the jets, private jets of pastors that are parked there. He said one of them took $50 million to buy a jet. You see? He said he saw one the other time. He said when he lands with his private jet at the airport, he said you would think the entourage that are coming, he said you would think it is a head of state that is coming. He said he had cause to talk to one of them. You are wearing diamond wristwatch, diamond bracelets, diamond ring. Say, you see, real diamond. He said, he laughed. He said, my God is not a poor God. That was what stumbled him. He left the Christian faith. He knew that it was all a fraud. Unbelievers, because of the way we live our life, Christians, the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. The Bible says, freely have we received these gifts. Freely shall we minister. You know ministries that you go to, before the man of God see you, you will fill form and pay. You pay for everything. You know those who have special seat in the church. You know those who have express ticket to see the pastor. At any time at all, they can see him. Why? They have money. So they have special seat. They have special access to the pastor. Now the gospel is not like that. It's part of the sign of the end. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, and through covetousness shall they with feigned words. What is feigned words? Feigned words. You know? Amen. You know, ironically, you know, it's quite unfortunate. They are the ones that are able to pull money from believers. In a church like this, you know, a lot of people think that they are smarter than even God. There are some of you that like this church because we don't pull money from you. That's the reason you like this church. Anyway, I'm only telling you what the prophecy say will happen before the coming of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let me just read that and we close on that. I think I'm talking too much today. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. By reason of which the way of truth. 2 Timothy chapter 4. That scripture was telling the young man, Timothy, Apostle Paul was telling Timothy. He said, preach the word in verse 2. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. For the time will come, and now is that time, when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust, shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. They will have itching ears, itching ears. You speak the truth to them, they will not like. This church will have been the largest church in Lagos by now, by virtue of the gift and grace of God here, but because of our doctrine. They cannot come here. They only sneak here for programs. Whenever, come here next week and see how this place go full. Because it is prayer, deliverance. And God will answer them. It's a merciful God. But they are fulfilling scriptures. Praise the Lord. 1 Timothy chapter 4. Verse 1 and verse 2. It says, now the Spirit speaketh expressly, that he's saying, thus saith the Lord, that in the latter times, and this is that latter times, some shall depart from the truth, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. No more fear, no more conscience. No more fear, no more conscience. If me as a man of God stand at the altar holding microphone and tell you, God say, when God didn't say, do I have a conscience? When I stand at the altar here, I am minister and I have a girlfriend in the church I'm fornicating with, do I have a conscience? I don't. When I take church money and go to my village and live flamboyant lifestyle with public money, do I have a conscience? I don't have it. When I stand and bless a cocaine pusher as a man of God, or bless prostitute as a man of God, do I have conscience? I don't have conscience. The conscience is, that when they say seer there, that is welder. You know this welder? The heart has been welded with a hot iron. So no more fear. Stand. And you see a man of God will look at a child of God and say, if you don't take that, I will curse you. No fear. You are talking like that to a child of God, I will curse you. And throw fear on innocent children of God. A true child of God will not do that. Seared with a hot iron. Seared. See? This evening, receive a motion from a court yesterday, from a court, that a pastor went to swear to an affidavit that I, Pastor Moses Alu, that I'm after his life. That I have used my finances. I gave Inspector General of Police, AIG, and Police Commissioner of Lagos to harass him. And that they were in the church one day when police came and packed their worshiper together with their leader, and they went and locked them for 2 days. And blah blah blah, because he said, I'm doing that because I'm accusing them that I wanted to build bus stop and put a signboard, and that the owners of the land are the ones that came and knocked it off, and them, I am so saying that they are the ones that did it, so I am using police to harass him, and it is all a lie signed by a pastor. Conscience seared with a hot iron. Never a thing ever like that happened. And I didn't even write any petition. It was somebody else that wrote it, but my name, he still put my name there. Somebody only wrote the petition to police, said, stop these people from harassing us. They sent for him. Come, now there's a petition. They wrote him, they wrote to me, oh, now we should come, and they settle in the police commissioner. The man no come, oh. He no come. The next thing is we are seeing this. When did you even come to police? The police didn't have never seen you. They don't even know how you look like. You said they arrested you, they locked you for 2 days. Therefore, let court to stop them. Oh, they're harassing his life. Pastor signed their pastor. Conscience seared with a hot iron. To achieve what you want to achieve. Christianity. Praise God. And whatever we did was to have opportunity for me and him to sit down and just say, let's not put the name of Christ to shame now. What is our difference? Let's settle it. But I wrote to him several times, I want to see him. He refused to see me. So I thought if I go police now, then go call. I say, police commissioner, I say, hey, call him, make me and him sit down. We could settle him for your office. Come now. He didn't fear to come. He's thinking we want to do anything against him. The Bible said, the wicked run it, when no man pursue it. Praise the Lord. In case any of his agents is here, I am a Christian. I'm born again. I'm a man of peace. I can't fight and put the name of the Lord to shame by fighting another church, fighting another pastor. I am too converted to descend to that level. What are we struggling over? Nothing. So go and tell him. Let him come. I will embrace him. And then we will together here. When he's doing crusade, all of us will go there. And when I'm doing crusade, all of them will come here. Then we shall together. We'll be brother and sister. And if we cannot do it together, it means one of us has a wrong spirit. If me, we and them cannot sit down with the same Bible and preach to unbelievers together, then one of us will be Jesus with a staff. But I am ready to join him to do crusade. When he finish preaching, me too go come preach. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so their conscience seared with a hot iron. Praise the Lord. 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 13 says, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. 2 Timothy 3:13. These are the prophecies. You can watch and know that we are truly at the end time. The coming of the Lord is closer than we think. He said, watch and pray. Watch and pray. Revelation chapter 10 verse 7 leaves a key there when he says, but in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished as he has revealed to his servants the prophets. Now, if you are studying the Bible, he said, in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, you will pause there and say, if there are seven, then where are the other six? Then you will discover that we have seven church ages, and each age had an angel, a messenger that God used to uphold the light in every age. And this is the seventh church age, known as the Laodicean church age, Revelation chapter 3. The Laodicean church age, the seventh church age. And in the days of the seventh one, when he shall begin to sound, he said that mystery should be finished. The end, the sign of the end. One of the signs of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ is the sign of the voice of the seventh angel. That's why we sing that song, and we have called the revelation by the last prophet's message. And we know who we are and what we are raised up for. Praise the Lord for the original life. We are raised up for original Bible Christianity. Like Isaac, digging back the same wells our fathers drank from. Hallelujah. The same doctrines our apostolic fathers dug from. Like Isaac, the promised seed of Abraham. Hallelujah. We're going back to dig the same wells, because Malachi chapter 4, another prophecy, verse 5 and verse 6, behold, I send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. He will do two things. He will turn the heart of the children to the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to the fathers. Two Elijahs there, Jesus Christ, Matthew 11 said, John the Baptist is the Elijah that is to come. He came to turn the heart of the juggernauts, Pharisees, and all those religious leaders to what their children, the apostles, the faith they were bringing up. God again reserved that same anointing, because those apostolic children at that time, first church age, they became our fathers. They produced you and I. Their faith, God, knowing that there will be a fall away, he reserved a ministry before he comes to turn the heart of the apostolic children back to the heart of the apostolic fathers. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's why, like Isaac, where our fathers drank from the word of God, the doctrines. That's why in this church, we don't ordain women pastors. There's no Trinity in the Bible. We don't preach Trinity here. It's one God. And that is why we preach. That manifested in three offices, not three persons. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's why we don't have headquarters and branches. That's why the overseer here is not answering general overseer. Every pastor is an overseer of his church, and the Holy Ghost is the general overseer of the church of Jesus Christ. Not a man. Not a man. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's why there's no reverend doctor here. Hallelujah. And that's why too, here, you see the uniqueness of this place. And here too, it is not a one-man show. The freedom of the Spirit is here. We believe in a five-fold ministry. Let the evangelist evangelize.